sharp attack from North Korea's leader.
Highly personal and highly critical of President Trump.
Relentless search in Mexico.
We still have hope that there's still people alive in there.
Congress to get social networks Russia ads.
We're going to bring Facebook to an even higher standard of transparency.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the war of words between President Trump and North Korea's leader escalated this morning. Mr. Trump tweeted Kim Jong-un is obviously a madman who doesn't mind starving his people, and he'll be tested like never before. This follows new North Korean verbal attacks and a vow to test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
Kim Jong-un calls the president of the United States mentally deranged, a rogue and a gangster fond of playing with fire, and says that a frightened dog barks louder. Now, Kim Jong-un appears to be very upset by President Trump's speech to the United Nations this week, in which he called the North Korean leader Rocket Man on a suicide mission. Now, in response, Kim Jong-un said President Trump's remarks have convinced me, rather than frightening or stopping me, that the path I chose is correct and that it is the one I have to follow to the last.
Just yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order that punishes companies that do business with North Korea. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We don't want war, but at the same time, we're not going to run scared. If for any reason North Korea attacks the United States or our allies, the U.S. will respond.
Now to Puerto Rico, where after Hurricane Maria, officials say power could be out for weeks or months. People forced from their homes by flooding are now moving into shelters. The death toll there is now at least 13. CBS's David Begno is in San Juan.
There's a report from Puerto Rico's largest newspaper saying that three sisters were killed in a mudslide that swept them away. Amid this debris and under the cover of darkness, crews work through the night to rescue people who have no way of calling for help because the communication grid is down.
At least 700 people have been rescued. Maria, with top winds of 125 miles an hour, is near the Turks and Caicos Islands. In Mexico, officials now say there was no girl alive in the rubble of a school flattened by this week's earthquake. It's not clear how the story that riveted people in that country and around the world got started. But dozens of people have been pulled from suffocating rubble in Mexico City. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
The cries of Paulina Gomez rang out as rescuers tried to bring her to safety. Minutes later, she was pulled from the wreckage. So far, first responders in Mexico City have pulled 60 survivors from the rubble. They're also using dogs to search for missing people in the debris.
The earthquake death toll now stands at 273. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he'll give congressional investigators the contents of 3,000 ads bought by a Russian agency during the run-up to last year's election. And he vowed to hire more people to monitor ads and provide what he called election integrity.
There will always be bad actors in the world, and we can't prevent all governments from all interference. But we can make it harder. We can make it much harder.
For more, we turn now to CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
If an American TV or radio station sells a political ad, it must make details available to the public and post that information on the FCC's website. Currently, there's no law requiring Facebook to do the same. But facing growing pressure from lawmakers, the company says it will turn over to Congress the details of a six-figure Russian ad buy it first revealed last month. In a blog post, the company says it didn't initially know the ads were bought as part of a Russian operation. Mark Zuckerberg told users yesterday that Facebook has shut down thousands of fake accounts that aim to influence elections all over the globe. He vows the company will boost disclosure and strengthen its political ad review process. Reacting to this morning, President Trump tweets that the Russia hoax continues, claiming what he calls the totally biased and dishonest media had the greatest influence over the election. Steve?
Former mafia hitman Sammy the Bull Gravano has been released from a federal prison after serving most of a 20-year sentence for drug convictions. That's according to his lawyer. Gravano's now 72. He became a government informant and helped bring down nearly 40 other mobsters. Startling findings about Aaron Hernandez, the ex-NFL star and murder convict who committed suicide in a Massachusetts prison. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the former New England Patriots player was serving a life sentence for murder when he killed himself last April, and now researchers say they found severe degenerative brain disease common to football players in his brain. Family attorney Jose Baez.
Aaron Hernandez had an advanced stage 3 of CTE, which is usually found in the median age of a 67-year-old man.
Now Baez is suing the Patriots and the NFL. He says they failed to properly protect Hernandez and misrepresented the risks of repeated traumatic hits to the head.
Oklahoma City's police chief says training procedures are going to be reviewed in the investigation into the fatal shooting of a deaf man by officers investigating a hit and run.
In our training, if we have an officer that has the taser, is going to deploy the taser. We have another officer with cover fire.
In this case, one officer fired a taser, the other fired a gun. The victim was holding a metal pipe and didn't respond to commands. Neighbors say they shouted to police that he was deaf.
I believe they did hear me because one of them turned around and looked at me.
New York Times says the Trump administration is poised to relax Obama-era rules on drone strikes and commando raids. The plan would expand targets from leaders and imminent threats to ISIS foot soldiers. Military analyst Mike Lyons.
This is going to increase the total number of drone strikes going forward. This will virtually take the president and senior commanders out of the chain of command when it comes down to what to strike with this weapon system.
Baseball Cincinnati Reds, San Diego Padres, and Seattle Mariners say they'll deploy expanded safety netting at their ballparks by next season. It follows that toddler who was hit by a line drive at Yankee Stadium. For decades, Trix cereal's been kids' stuff.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
But last year, trying to appeal to parents, General Mills removed artificial dyes and colors from Trix. A lot of consumers complained, so they're bringing back the original formula. The latest incarnation of the wildly popular half-century-old Star Trek TV and film franchise launches Sunday on CBS. Correspondent Steve Futterman beams us aboard.
The Star Trek fans, the Trekkies, are ready.
We're all really hoping to love it.
Akiva Goldman is one of the executive producers.
Our show takes place 10 years before the original series.
Many of the actors are longtime Star Trek fans. Doug Jones plays Lieutenant Saru.
I was born in 1960, and as a six-year-old boy, I was watching William Shatner, seeing him on network television in its first run.
Some members of the original Star Trek are watching with great anticipation, including the original Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
It's a noble enterprise. Star Trek is really something very special.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.